The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What an exciting day it is today.
It's exciting.
Tanner, welcome to the Binge Boys podcast.
Thanks. Welcome.
You've been here.
I've been here before.
You've been here before.
Just a few times.
Welcome everybody to the Binge Boys podcast. But Tanner, welcome.
Thank you.
To the show today.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate that welcoming.
Matt couldn't be here today. He had to work late. Big shouts to Matt. He wanted to be here.
Hard worker.
Hard worker there. Dedicated worker.
Loser.
So, we're going to talk about some exciting things today, mainly the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer 2, as well as I'm going to review Ghostbusters Afterlife, and we're going to talk about some exciting things coming down the pipeline. But first, if you're joining us for the very first time, welcome. And if you've been a returning listener, welcome back. If this is your first time, the premise is that Tanner and I and Matt break down the hottest in TV and movies every Tuesday in your podcast app of choice. Every Thursday, we have a bonus episode of the show entitled The Run Through. On those episodes, I am joined by a co-host who wants to dive in on a different movie or TV series and break it down element by element and give an in-depth review.
Very, very, I like your motion there.
It's like you're diving in.
Yeah.
More on the run through later. First things first, follow us on Instagram at Binge Boys Pod.
Nice.
And on Twitter at Binge Boys Pod. That's where you get our announcements, our top five lists, posters, trailers, reviews, more. Next thing, go to iTunes. Make sure you give us that 5-star rating as well as a short review. It helps us out a lot. It helps us grow the show. Tanner, if you're like me, you have 20 different water bottles or koozies or containers in your kitchen, and it's just plain annoying and inconvenient having to swap out ones for different beverages.
It really is.
It's annoying and inconvenient.
And it almost makes me not use them.
It really? Yeah.
Because it's so much.
Because you're like, God, I got to, and half of them you got to hand wash too, because you can't throw the vinyl or whatever in the dishwasher.
And the sound of hand washing something to me
sounds like something I don't want to do.
It sounds like hell.
Yeah.
Sounds like a dirty job.
Yep. Sounds like something I'm too lazy to do.
Something I won't do.
So, if you share that frustration with me and Tanner, then let's tell you about Frost Buddy. Frost Buddy is the world's first universal beverage can / bottle cooler. The Universal 2.0 holds all kinds of soda, alcohol, wine, beer, you name it. It holds that bottle or can. No matter the size, the length, the width, it's holding it all.
It's
amazing.
True.
I love the Frost Buddy.
I can drink my Monsters. I can drink my Red Bulls.
You can drink your Dr. Peppers.
I can drink anything I
want. I can drink seltzers. I can throw a beer bottle in. It holds bottles, too. It holds everything you need.
It doesn't hold Modelo, so.
Nope.
But nobody.
Not those short midget.
Those stupid.
Sorry, midget's not the right word to say.
Correct.
People don't like that word. The short, stubby. Now that's going to be. People are going to think midget means short and stubby. That's not necessarily true.
You know, the small chode bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Great word.
That's better than midget.
Cancel culture entered the chat.
Yep, exactly. No longer will your dishwasher or sink be filled with 7 different bottles and coolers after a long week. That's just Frost Buddy. If you're interested in jumping on the Frost Buddy train, go to frostbuddy.com and use the code Logan Lewis for 10% off that purchase. Guys, we've got a lot to talk about today.
We got a lot.
Big day. But
big day, big
before
day.
We talk about any of it, I want everybody to direct their attention. If you're watching this on YouTube, please tune in on the YouTubes so you can see exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh.
I'm going to show off a little bit of what's going down right now.
Yeah.
If you're watching this on YouTube, this week and last week, you saw that we had a different backdrop. We had something new going on in terms of the backdrop.
Which is odd because it hasn't been different in a while.
It has not been different in a long time. We've had the same look and feel for a long time.
That ship is sailing.
That ship has sailed, Tanner.
It has sailed.
Are you ready?
Yes.
We're here to talk about Binge Boys 4.0, and it couldn't have come at a more better time. This is the week of Thanksgiving. I'm so thankful for everything. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for Matt. I'm thankful for Pearson and Zach and Megan and Emily and everybody who's helped get us to Binge Boys 4.0. Catherine as well. She's in the background upset. Everybody that has done something that's given me advice or given us advice or pushed us to our limits or tested us or any of that, thank you to them.
You didn't put any tissues out here.
Are you going to cry?
Maybe.
Are you?
No.
You look like you look teary-eyed. Maybe that's just your glasses.
Probably. Or the fact that I just woke up. It's 10:40 and I woke up 30 minutes ago.
I'm trying to figure out the best way to like share this content with people. I want you still in the frame, Tanner. Scoot in here. Scoot in here. All right. So, Binge Boys 4.0. But first, how did we get to Binge Boys 4.0? Let's give everybody a history lesson. This is really cool. I did a lot of fun insights on this. This is where we started. This was phase one of the Binge Boys, which actually was hold on to your butts. Do you remember this, Tanner?
Yeah, I do.
I
was a sports guy at one point.
You were for like one episode.
One episode.
So this generally lasted from May 28th, 2018 to November 23rd, 2018. May 28th was the first episode of the Binge Boys podcast. Isn't that crazy?
It is.
The first thing I talked about, the first movie I reviewed on the Binge Boys was Deadpool 2.
Aw.
Yeah, I know. Not great. So it was basically generally episodes 1 through 26. And I was by myself for like episodes 1 through 20. And then 21 or 22 is when Pearson jumped on board. And it's important to note here that the logo is black and white. Right? Mm-hmm. Only black and white.
Always black and white.
And when we reviewed movies and TV shows, we reviewed them with letter grades.
At the beginning?
At the very beginning, I gave things A plus, B minus, C plus. I did that.
I don't remember that.
I don't either. But I re-listened to old episodes, which is not a good idea. And because they're so bad. They're so bad. But that's where we started. Then we moved on to phase two of Hold On To Your Butts / the Binge Boys podcast. And that lasted generally from November 23rd, 2018 to September 13th, 2019. That was a big chunk of change, about a year of this phase of Hold On To Your Butts. That was episodes 27 through 73. And during that point, it was when me and Pearson really found our groove. And we also added on, once season 8 of Game of Thrones aired.
I remember that.
We added on Zach as well. Zach was a guest to just talk about Game of Thrones with me because Pearson did not watch Game of Thrones. But after we were done with Game of Thrones, I was like, Zach, I don't want you to leave. I want you to stay on. And he was like, let's do it.
Cool.
So that's when we added on Zach as well. And we shifted our reviews to the 10-point scale, 1 through 10 on ratings.
That I remember.
Which was tough. Speaking of which, I just got a text from Zach right now. Shout out to Zach. I'm going to tag him in everything. Because he was a Binge Boy.
All of them. All of them.
And again, if you're watching on YouTube or you just remember, this logo, important note, full like color. One. Bright colors, neon colors.
Meow.
We love it.
I did like that one. That's good.
And now most of you jumped on at Binge Boys Phase 3, which was where we changed the logo to the back to the black and white feel. We had our good friend Jordan Chandler. She designed this logo.
Shouts.
And then Emily designed the run through basic logo that we had here. It wasn't supposed to be anything crazy. It was just supposed to be a version of the Binge Boys logo with some added mystery to it. So that's where we were now. That's where most of you jumped on. That was from September 20th, 2019 to November 25th, which is Thanksgiving Day this year.
Wait, when is this?
Well, I guess generally this comes out tomorrow.
Oh.
So I guess that date should be today. November 22nd. Or November 21st, actually, because today is the first push, the day we're recording this, Monday.
That is true.
And that was episode 74 through 251 or so. This is episode 251 we're recording right now.
We got running through. He's going.
Run throughs come through. You know, that's what really added it on was the run through. That added an extra episode every week. Sounds like I'm going to dinner with your parents tonight, Tanner.
I will not be there.
You're working.
Yeah.
R.I.P. And at that point in time, we had Pearson and Zach. We're fully in our groove. We added in Matt and Mitch during this time. We added in you at this time. And then, of course, we had the run through, which stars mainly Megan and Emily, but also Tanner and other guests that want to jump on.
Logan's in it too.
2022 is exciting for run through. We have Catherine jumping on a bunch. We have Jordan Hames that jumped on for I Am Legends review. We have Jordan Burton, returning favorite. We have Turner Davidson that's jumping on for a few.
Yes.
We have a lot going on.
Oh, Turner.
But this is where we are now. Again, 5-point scale for ratings. We scaled it back to the 5 points. You know, 1 out of 5, 3 out of five.
Easy peasy.
That's where we're at.
We didn't do half points either.
No, no half points. And the logo is in black and white again. There's a pattern here. We had started with black and white, then we went to color, and then we went back to black and white. And so this is what we like. This is what we liked about our journey so far. We like the color.
We love
the color to the logo. Black and white is sharp as hell,
but
color pops.
Color pops.
It's attractive to look at.
It is.
Number two, we like letter grades. Letter grades are easier to grade with a 5-point scale and even a 10-point scale, a number scale. It felt like we were constricted.
It did, because I wanted to give things half points, but then like a 3 was bad. Or no, you know what I mean? Like a 2 was bad, but I couldn't give it a 2.5. Like, tis constricting. I mean, restricting.
So we like letter grades. That's where we're at. And then third, we like the engagement. Way back in the day, I used to post posters, trailers on Instagram. We stopped doing that for a long time because we worked with Emily, which was amazing. And she had a very set schedule. She had a plan. And all of that was amazing. So we stopped posting stuff like that to the feeds and it was less engaging. Nice. That was definitely picked up in the recording. Love that for us.
That wasn't supposed to be. I'm sorry.
So now this leads us to where we are right now.
It's supposed to be a silent.
Binge Boys 4.0.
Look at that.
That's the logo. If you're listening to this, you've seen the logo either on Instagram by now or it's on your podcast feed. I'm not sure how fast Apple and Spotify are going to refresh it. You still might have the old one, but check it out on Instagram. The Binge Boys 4.0 logo. We worked hard with, and by we, I mean Ricky Prosper, worked very hard on helping us with all of this new stuff.
Thank you, Ricky. Ricky.
And it's awesome. Ricky has a great reputation. He's helped me with logos for the exchange. Ricky. He's helped me for whatever Logan wants. He's helped me for a ton of other podcasts and projects and merch ideas. And Ricky is the man, and I highly recommend to work with him. He's a professional, and he is fantastic. I love Ricky. He lives here in Atlanta. He's a local guy.
Ricky. Great job designing the fucking logo.
Yeah. Great job, Ricky. We love it.
That sounded good, didn't it?
Doing what?
Like Bubbles.
Bubbles?
From Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, I don't know.
What? Okay, anyways. Ricky.
So look, we take the neon color look that we love from the Hold On To Your Butts logo phase 2. Brought it back. We got this cool triangle. The intersection, almost like one side being movies, TV, and pop culture. We do all of that, and we kill it.
We always kill it.
So that's the Binge Boys 4.0 logo. And of course, with that, we had to give the run through a new look as well. Run through on a nice black background has those colors and neon lights that we love from the regular Binge Boys logo. But the run through gets that neon bright color treatment as well. Another thing Ricky did that's really awesome, we put this out on social media on Sunday. You saw it. But Ricky has done some really cool things associating our name with a bunch of franchises. So if you're watching on YouTube, that's The Boys up there, the Amazon show. That's Star Wars, Breaking Bad, Squid Game, Stranger Things, Friends, The Simpsons, Harry Potter, The Proud Family. We got all kinds of cool shit, and we might do stuff like this when certain franchises are coming back, like if, like around the time Obi-Wan launches, our Twitter profile picture might be the Star Wars logo. When Stranger Things comes back, we'll do that. When we do Harry Potter content, we'll do that.
Hell yeah.
It's exciting.
Harry Potter.
Love it.
Oh, we got so much.
And then, of course, if you're looking at social media on Twitter and Facebook and StreamYard, the background, we have this beautiful neon colors, film reels, TVs. It's awesome.
Now I can throw up the logo.
Yeah, we sure can. There's a few people I really want to thank for everything here.
Get the tissues.
Tanner, you're a newbie.
I don't have a picture yet, do I?
No. Megan and Emily helped shape this show so much. Megan,
I've never seen their faces.
Megan came up with the 5-point rating scale, and we're even taking that a step further with the letter grades. We're back to letter grades. Megan came up with the 5-point scale. She's the one who basically said, like, hey, if you give something a 5, this is what it is. If you give something a 4, this is what it is, blah, 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 blah. So we're taking that and taking it a step further and keeping it there with A, B, C, D, and F, but then also adding in the possibility of a 0.5, which plus would be a plus or a minus. So we're taking what Megan started and just pushing it a step further. And then Emily, who's designed graphics for the last 2 years, she's done so much. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
She's done so much work, and we are forever in debt to her.
Forever in your debt.
Tanner, I don't know why your picture's not up here. I'm going to be honest. I forgot. This is Matt.
Doesn't look like Matt.
That's like Matt in like vacation or hiking mode. I think he's on a hike.
Oh.
Which is funny because the shirt he's wearing, Ricky designed.
Rocky.
Ricky.
Rocky.
R-I-K-I.
I know. I'm saying.
Why are you saying it like Rocky?
Because that's what the Trailer Park Boy guys, they call him. They go, Ricky.
Oh. Well, Matt, you're listening to this because you're not here. You're at work. Well, actually, you're listening to this Tuesday because it's out Tuesday. But we love you. I love you. I'm so thankful for you. You jumped on when I needed help. You answered the call.
Who are you going to call? Matt Potter.
He's doing.
And then the final picture on the right there is Ricky Prosper. That's his logo. That's his insignia. Follow him on social media, please. He posts dope art. Tanner, I'm going to pull up his Instagram here.
And my photo is the white one up in the top right corner.
Yeah.
We just whited it out.
Yeah, we did. Tanner didn't get a picture in there. I truly don't know why your picture's not in there. Because Tanner, you jumped on. You've been enthusiastic ever since the get-go, and we love it. You're a young voice on the show.
Yes.
Me and Matt are up there in our mid to late
20s. I don't get a lot of your references, and I think that's funny.
What you mean?
Buzz Lightyear.
I mean, like Cuz Lightyear. Shout out to Cuz Lightyear, bro. That guy follows me on Twitter. And he likes all my shit. There's a guy on Twitter. His name is Cuz Lightyear.
Cuz Lightyear.
He's freaking awesome.
I love it.
But I'm going to show you, dude. Look at Ricky's art, bro. He makes all kinds of really dope shit. He makes like pinball machines.
Holy shite.
Like, this is just art. Like, this isn't a real pinball machine. He just designed this.
Holy shit.
Like, it was Gucci Mane's birthday. So he did like the Amazing Spider Mane.
That's awesome.
Like, he has all this really cool shit. Gucci Mane again. He did like rap popsicles.
Oh my God. That's awesome. That's awesome.
It's really cool.
Rapsicle.
He's really talented graphic design artist.
That is cool.
And so people need to take advantage of that and hit him up for some cool work. Big shouts to Ricky. Big shouts to the girls. Big shouts to Matt. And big shouts to you guys for listening and keeping along. We love you. 3,000.
Oh, God.
So that is Binge Boys 4.0.
Let's go.
And now.
Got a new phase. We're introducing Spider-Man now.
Now we're going to get into some headlines.
Oh, these headlines are going to be good.
Tanner.
Yep.
Headline number one.
Patty Jenkins.
Patty Jenkins and Rian Johnson reportedly shelved their Star Wars projects because of creative differences. Rian Johnson is the guy who directed The Last Jedi.
Oh, fuck that guy.
He was supposed to get a trilogy of his own. A new trilogy. He was supposed to get a new set of trilogy, but they shelved it because of creative differences. Same things with Patty Jenkins. She was supposed to get a Star Wars Squadrons movie, but they shelved it. She's the woman who directed Wonder Woman. She was going to get a movie, but they shelved it.
Good, because if they're going to ruin it, shelve it. Because I believe that there's really nowhere else to go from the last trilogy. I'm kind of glad.
We have...
really wants to continue.
We have zero details about what Rian Johnson's movies would have been about, but it sounds like we might not ever know. Patty Jenkins' Star Wars film was announced at Disney Plus or Disney Investors Day 2020, and they revealed that she was doing Rogue Squadron, and it was going to be the first Star Wars movie to ever have a female director. The title shares the same name as the video game.
Oh yeah,
Squadrons.
Did you play it?
I did play it actually.
I didn't play it. I just
it's fun. It's just hard.
I just don't want to be trapped behind a ship the whole time. That's the problem, you know.
I agree. And then Disney confirmed that that movie would not be about the video game. It would be its own story. But now those movies are shelved, so we will not know what happens next. Mm. Those. We'll see if we ever get...
I don't know if I ever wanted to know what was going to happen.
I don't know if I did either.
Yeah. Oh.
Next up, a Harry Potter reunion is happening with Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, Rupert Grint, all to return. HBO Max revealed this week that a Return to Hogwarts television series, or television special, sorry, is coming to HBO Max January 1st, 2022.
Okay.
So to kick off the new year. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw something like this.
Releasing globally, it will feature director Chris Columbus along stars Tom Felton, who played Draco Malfoy, Helena Bonham Carter, who played Bellatrix Lestrange, and then other key cast members, to name a few. It's going to probably follow the same unscripted style as the HBO Max Friends reunion.
Okay.
But just an exciting reunion. That's it.
Do you like the Friends reunion?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, it was good.
It was fine.
It's as good as a reunion can get.
Yeah, exactly.
Top 18 reasons why cats follow us to the bathroom. That's our new headline. Top 18 reasons why cats follow us to the bathroom.
Nope, we're not going to go into that. Okay. But that's just a quick announcement that there is a special coming. But Tanner, have you seen the Harry Potter movies? No?
First and second, I think.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Well, I know Matt has. Matt's a big Harry Potter boy.
That's totally up his...
So you know damn well me and Matt are going to be up in this business.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll watch it too because I like those actors. They're pretty cool.
Shout out to Catherine for leaving. You can be more aggressive with the door. It's okay. She doesn't like being talked to when we're recording. It's funny. Next up, they're making an Elvis movie.
Oh, he looks good. Kind
of. They released their first teaser over the weekend, which wasn't much of a teaser. All it was a quick shot of him walking out on stage. We didn't see his face. It was literally just him walking to stage. And it's going to be out in 2022, June 3rd. So.
Okay, I'm interested.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Here we go. Now the interesting ones.
Now we get some Marvel news. Doctor Strange 2 might feature exciting cameos from Disney Plus show characters. Multiverse of Madness is going to be following Spider-Man Far From Home, or No Way Home, sorry. It was delayed recently to May 2022, which is fine. It's still early in the year, but still not as early as March. Essentially, Doctor Strange 2 is getting a bunch of reshoots.
That's a good thing.
Which usually
means it sucks.
Is a bad thing.
But
there's been a lot of reports lately that they're going to feature Captain Carter, Professor X, maybe Captain Marvel, Baldur the Brave. What?
Captain Carter?
Captain Carter from What If.
Yeah, but wait, in Doctor
Strange live action form.
What?
And Professor X from X-Men.
Oh, We'll get into theories about that.
We're going to get deep into Spider-Man No Way Home here in a little bit.
If you're watching on YouTube, I must look completely mental, but I'm just excited.
So we've even got rumors about Deadpool, Wolverine, Hugh Jackman's Wolverine, an alternate Iron Man.
No.
Mysterious cameos because of the multiverse. So...
But wait, what are the rumors of who they are?
I just said them.
No, other than... Well, I thought you said there was some were actually leaked and
confirmed. Oh, Loki, Sylvia, Wolverine.
Sylvie, excuse me, her name's
Sylvie. Sylvie, sorry. I would have remembered it if I liked that show.
I still don't understand how you didn't like that show.
It's not that I didn't like it. I just did. I found it was very boring. Very boring. Camera's up there. Boring as hell. And then lastly, this is a little fun news. The other night on Jimmy Kimmel, Michael Keaton accidentally slipped up and said that he's filming some Vulture stuff.
Yes.
In a secret Marvel project. Jimmy Kimmel was hammering him with questions about his role in the upcoming Flash movie. But then Jimmy pulled a fast one and was just like, what about Vulture? You doing Vulture stuff? And Keaton was like, yeah, tomorrow. He was like stretching. He's like, yeah, tomorrow I'm doing some Vulture stuff for a secret thing.
Dumbass.
Let it slip.
For what? What do you think it is?
I think it's maybe an after credit scene for Morbius.
Or Morbius. Wait, no, Morbius is probably already done, isn't it?
Yeah, but famously, they have added like post credit scenes like real quick. They film them real quick. It takes like 5 hours to film, and then they just do all post-production stuff like they do with the CGI and shit.
Can you imagine having to get all up in that suit for 5 hours of shooting, and then that's it?
I know.
I loved Vulture's theme song. Oh, I love
What's his Vulture. Theme song? I'm trying to remember.
I know what it is, but I couldn't.
I know.
Yeah.
So
it's just badass.
It is. We are going to see him return to screen as the Avenger hating scavenger in Morbius. He's in the trailers. His cameo, sounds like he's going to be a figure who pops up more and more again, much to fans' excitement. He let it slip on Wednesday night's Jimmy Kimmel Live, as well as his return as Batman in The Flash. Oh. He said, I'm shooting tomorrow some Vulture stuff. He teased. That's it. That's all we heard from him.
It's probably like, son of a bitch. Oh, it could be for Doctor Strange.
It could be. It says we know Doctor Strange is going major shoots, so maybe Vulture drops in. He's also doing maybe some very late scenes shot for maybe an after credit scene for Spider-Man, because if they're really only doing this Sinister Five thing, and we'll theorize about all that stuff, he very well could be the sixth villain, but I don't know why they would be trying super duper hard to keep him a secret. Like, he already exists.
We know who he is. Yeah.
It'd be Venom that would be the one that they would be trying real hard to keep a secret, but I don't think Venom personally think so is in the movie. I think he's going to be an after credit scene, but I don't think he's going to be in the full movie.
I don't even think it'll be an after credit scene.
You don't think so?
No.
I'm calling it right here, right now. Venom is going to be in the after credit scene, and it's going to be where Tom gets the symbiote suit.
Yeah, but hold on. They got to know, like, they can't, because his universe looked like it morphed the same way that the multiverse thing. With
we'll get
Doctor
there.
Strange, yeah,
we'll get there. we're going to dive deep on the Spider-Man trailer shortly. But that was the headlines. And we discussed Binge Boys 4.0. So that's exciting. It's really exciting. We're going to get to letter grade all of these awesome new things. But next up on the rundown, not sure why the rundown wasn't pulled up in my world, but that's right. I'm going to talk to everybody briefly, not going to hammer it in because I want to get and give Spider-Man plenty of time, but I'm going to talk to you guys quickly about Ghostbusters Afterlife. You ready for me to talk to you about it, Tanner?
Yep, go for it.
Ghostbusters Afterlife was directed by Jason Reitman, the son of Ivan Reitman, who directed the first two movies. When a single mom and her two kids arrive in a small town, they begin to discover their connection to the original Ghostbusters and the secret legacy that their grandfather left behind.
So who is Paul Rudd?
Nobody. He's just a new character.
No, meaning like who was he?
What do you mean?
To the main character.
Nobody. Their teacher at school.
LOL.
So this movie stars Carrie Coon, Paul Rudd, Finn Wolfhard. I could go into more of them, but they might be general spoilers. How heavy do you feel about it?
It's okay. I'll see it eventually.
This movie also stars Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, Sigourney Weaver. Stars.
Like they are in,
in the movie
a lot
for a chunk of the third act.
Yes. They show up like all badass.
100% show up.
And they're like,
the new Ghostbusters, these kids or whatever, are struggling. And then you hear, hello, did you miss us? And it was, or you hear like, hey, and the ghost like turns around and it's the three original guys standing side by side.
Oh, fuck.
And they look old.
Oh, Bill Murray looks like an old fuck. I mean,
Bill Murray looks horrible. He is so old.
Yes.
Dan Aykroyd is huge. He's like 300 pounds. He's a big boy. Ernie Hudson looks amazing.
Good.
He's buff. Look at him. He is good looking. Let's look at him. He looks good. That's him now. He looks really good.
Good for him.
So
he's like, what's up, old asses?
I know. But either way, that's who the movie stars. And right off the bat, let me tell you that this movie right now is my favorite movie I've seen this year.
Damn it. I missed it.
I loved every second of this movie. Tanner, did you see the 2016 reboot female cast?
Hell no.
It was not good.
No, it was shit, I heard.
They completely retconned it, didn't even acknowledge it in this movie. But
good.
They basically wrote it off. It was bad. This movie also clocked in around 2 hours, not too long, not too short, and it was PG-13, and it came out just this previous weekend, November 19th. Okay.
Sorry.
So let me give you right off the bat, this movie was a ton of fun. It also stars Logan Kim, this little Asian boy, and he stars as Podcast. His name is Podcast because he has a podcast.
Oh, hey,
and Podcast. They nickname him Podcast.
That's hilarious.
Oh man, the movie was so good, Tanner. The movie was so good, everybody. This movie paid so much tribute to the original movie, keeping the mystery, keeping the same sense of humor. The comedy, I was laughing all week. I also saw this movie the night it came out, and there was a ton of older generation classic Ghostbusters fans that had grown up, and several times in the movie, just clapping and cheering. It was just a great fan movie-going experience. It felt like, and not Endgame's level of applause, but like the first time someone like shot the proton pack, like, the crowd like cheered. Or the first time a ghost showed up on screen, people cheered. It was a ton of fun, bro.
I'm really depressed.
I still recommend if you get a chance this week or next week whenever, while it's still in theaters, go check it out.
You want to go again?
Possibly, yeah. Cool. I loved it that much.
Good, then let's go.
I've seen a lot of great movies this year. We've seen a lot of great movies.
We have.
I wrote down all the ones we've seen. All these movies this year. For the most part, we have.
Most of us. I didn't see Fear Streets.
Yeah, for the most part, we've watched all of these movies, give or take a few.
Wow, and that's a none lot of them, movies.
None of them were as fun as this one.
I really liked Suicide Squad. That was pretty fun.
Suicide Squad was fun. Yeah. I can't wait for the end of the year episode where we talk about our top 5 or our top 10 favorite movies of the year. That's going to be a lot of fun.
I'll tell you what's not making my list. Zack Snyder's Justice League. It was a fest.
Yep. It's not making mine either. Mm-mm. Fun fact for you.
Free Guy's number one for Logan.
Hated that movie.
I can't believe you lasted an hour in that theater.
I lasted like 30 minutes in that theater.
I can't believe it. You didn't even give it a chance to thicken.
I was ready to blow my brains out.
You were just so repulsed by the comedy.
It just wasn't funny.
Well, Ryan's really trying hard and recently to just be the same guy.
Yeah, he's the same character in every movie.
If you go back to his older movies, he was still funny, but he wasn't obnoxious.
Yeah.
You know?
Like in his old movie.
Have you ever seen The Proposal?
Yeah, he's hilarious.
I love that movie. Yeah.
But Ghostbusters was a lot of fun. The score was fun. The CGI was amazing. It just made me appreciate like the old CGI because they kind of made it have the same look. like how the dogs looked like fake. You know, those demon dogs that were there?
They came back.
Oh, yeah, they were here.
That big gobby blubby ghoster came back. Ghoster?
Slimer?
One. Yeah.
Yep.
Did it escape something?
Probably, I think. There were two end credit scenes of this movie, both of which set up... Well, sequels. One of them was just a fun nod back to the first movie, but the second one definitely hinted that there is going to be more Ghostbusters content coming our way.
Cool.
And let me tell you, bro, I was very afraid of these four are the new Ghostbusters. Logan Kim, Celestial Connor, McKenna Grace. She's the main character, and Finn Wolfhard. Mm. They are the new Ghostbusters, and they were amazing.
Really?
They were awesome. The chemistry between the four of them is amazing. Their meeting is natural. It's not forced. It's so good. I loved this movie.
What about what's the future for Bill Murray and all them?
I do not know.
They didn't die, right?
No, they didn't. They didn't come in and bite the dust. The end credit scene actually is Ernie Hudson. So I'll give you some insight. How deep into spoiler do you want me to go?
Yeah.
You don't want me to, really?
Not really.
Okay, then I'll leave it at that. They are in the movie, but I'll leave it at that. But the end credit scene heavily sets up that there's going to be more of these guys, but possibly more of these guys. I'm not sure. I think that they maybe came in to save the day. It felt very Endgame-like.
That was so cool.
Where the main characters are getting their ass kicked. And
did you get goosebumps when they walked in?
Oh, yeah. The crowd screamed. I saw it with my mom, too. And she was like, oh, my God. Like, it was awesome. It was a great movie theater experience, bro. I loved Ghostbusters Afterlife. I'm giving it an A.
Plus?
Just an A. It wasn't... There was maybe one or two moments where a joke didn't land. I almost wanted the movie to be longer.
That's very rare nowadays.
I really wanted it to be longer.
Damn.
So if it was maybe 2 hours and 15, maybe 2:20, this movie would be an A+. There was nothing I hated about this movie. It, in fact, might get an A+ with time.
The Dumb and Dumber love interest?
No.
That's what she looks like.
I do not think so. Oh, she's in What If?
Proxima.
She plays Proxima Midnight.
She's in Dumb and Dumber Go Down.
I don't think she is. I don't know who.
She's the girlfriend.
In the first Dumb and Dumber movie?
I think so.
No, she's not.
Damn it. It looks like it. Doesn't she look like it?
You think that looks like the Dumb and Dumber love interest?
That does not look like her anymore. Okay, never mind. That one picture does.
Oh, man, she's awesome.
I want to see them. I want to watch that scene as soon as this is over of them walking in. Hey, guys. Did you get Meshosh?
In of Ghostbusters? Oh, okay.
Well, I shouldn't.
Well, I mean.
Well, I already know it's going to happen, so I might as well watch it.
Okay.
But I would definitely still want to see it. I mean, there's 2 hours of, Rudd. How was Rudd?
And Paul Rudd was awesome, bro, man. He didn't feel forced at all. So they moved to this town in the summer. And so the kids needed to go to summer school while mom was finding a job or something around town. And he is the summer school teacher. And like the girl like starts to express interest about ghosts. And Paul Rudd is like a nerd. And he was like, wow. I mean, and he just kind of became involved with the group. It was awesome. Paul Rudd was a gem in this movie. Everyone was amazing.
Did he get together with the mom?
There was no. Yes.
I knew it.
There was no bad cast in this movie. Everyone was perfect.
I just love Paul Rudd.
You know what? This might get an A+.
Give it right now.
This is an A+ movie.
First A+ of the new Binge Boys 4.0.
This is an A+ movie, man. I just had a ton of fun. I've bought movies less and less over the last year or so, but this is a movie I want to buy. My mom got out of the movie saying, like, I'm buying that when it comes out.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was so good.
I am very upset that I didn't go.
It's okay. We'll watch it again. I will go to the theater sometime soon and watch it again.
This week.
I'll try.
Just try to go with your siblings.
I don't know if they like. I don't know if they like Ghostbusters. My sister probably likes Ghostbusters, I think. But I don't know about Griffin. That's a good question.
Oh, just let out a snot rocket on accident. Yeah, I went.
Well, lastly, this week, we're going to talk about Spider-Man No Way Home. But before that, earlier I said more on that later when I talked about the run-through. Tanner, this week's episode of The Run-Through is very special. I did a collaboration with the Creeps and Crimes podcast, ladies, and we talked about a movie that people have been begging me to watch for years that I never had seen before.
Is it something I'm going to want you to
watch? National Treasure. I've never seen it. It was good.
Really?
Yep, that's my short review.
It was good?
It was good.
Just good?
Just good.
Is that right?
It was fine. And I did a run through with them. However, it doesn't stop there.
However.
Yesterday.
No,
2 days ago. When we were driving to Nashville to visit Catherine's parents, we stopped and met the Creeps and Crimes gals and did a special Thanksgiving edition episode of the run through slash their podcast. So we're going to upload both. It's going to sound like a Creeps and Crimes episode, but at the end of the episode, the Binge Boys gets ropes into it and we do a run through. And so basically, if you don't know, the Creeps and Crimes gals, Taylor and Morgan, each week they cover Taylor covers a true crime case and Morgan covers a paranormal or spooky or conspiracy case.
That sounds awesome.
Which is awesome. They're amazing at their craft. So we decided to tackle a case that has been heavily in true crime, heavy in paranormal, and heavy in the movies. And we covered the Amityville Horror.
Oh, I'm scared.
So I watched both Amityville movies. They investigated and we did a hour long special where the first half of it, they covered the details of the actual case. And then at the end, I did a run through of both movies and talked about how similar or different the movie is from what happened in real life. It was a ton of fun.
I want to listen.
They were amazing. And we're going to be doing more stuff with them soon. More collaborations. They're fun. So cool. That's coming out. You're listening to this on Tuesday. That's coming out Saturday. The run through their version of the episode, which is the same as mine. It's going to be the same file, but theirs is coming out on Thanksgiving Day. Their episodes come out on Thursdays. Our run through of National Treasure comes out on Thanksgiving Day. Mm-hmm. But then a bonus episode on our feed is coming out on Saturday for people traveling back home from Thanksgiving
to listen to it.
Beautiful. It's an amazing episode. There's going to be a video too. We filmed it. We were drinking mimosas while we had it. There was a fire in the background. It was awesome. Big shouts to Taylor and Morgan for having me on and letting us do that. So be on the lookout for them more. Morgan is a huge nerd, just like we are.
Sweet.
And she wants to hop in on a bunch of run-throughs in the next year. So catch us watching a lot of movies we've never seen before. Like I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
Me neither.
She's a huge Lord of the Rings fan. So we're going to be doing a run through of the Lord of the Rings movies. So
Okay.
There we go. We're ready. So I wanted to give that quick plug. So just be on the lookout Thursday for their episode and our run through of their National Treasure. Then Saturday, we've got the run through slash investigation of the Amityville Horror case. Now, is that it? Yeah, the Sam Raimi. It starts out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, if you're watching this on YouTube, this is about to be a lot of fun
because
we are going to watch. Oh, that's that Marvel's Avengers game. Never mind.
Stupid.
Not a fun game at all.
Dumbass game.
Not great.
Did you play it?
Yeah, I beat it in like 2 days. And I was like, time to return this. Yeah. We're going to do a breakdown of the Spider-Man No Way Home
trailer.
The official trailer. We're going to cut the audio, though, because of copyright reasons. And we're going to share the window. So if you're watching on YouTube, pay attention. And if you're not, you should go to YouTube and watch this breakdown because we're going to do a shot by shot analysis of
featuring
this trailer.
Charlie and Dixie D'Amelio.
Oops. No big screening. Take it out of full screen. Okay.
Stops the recording.
Yeah. For real. Okay. Right off the bat,
lost somebody there.
Wish the brightness was a little higher up on the screen here, but you know
think,
what?
That's, I think either.
Oh, the brightness is all the way up. So it's just dark. We get, can we do like theater mode? Oh, perfect. Sweet. So we get a video of Peter. He is bruised. He is beaten.
So want to hear what I think happens here?
What?
I think he's mourning the loss of either Happy or Aunt May, but it's not going to be Aunt May. It's going to be Happy.
Oh, it's 100% going to be Happy.
That goblin ball gets thrown. Yeah. That's right, bitches. We have theories.
Yeah, we do. So later on, we get shots of things we've seen before. The very end of
I actually think that's Far not Spider-Man. Home. That's Wolverine.
Oh, really?
I'm just kidding.
I think that's Professor X. He finally got out of the wheelchair.
Or Doc Ock swinging around with webs.
You know what I started watching last night? What? Just as kind of a fun background noise. You're on camera, remember?
Yeah, I'm scratching. I just got tummy scratched. Oh,
I thought you were scratching your
I was your scratching piece. My dick.
I started watching the Spider-Man 1990s cartoon.
Oh, dude.
The episodes are like 15 minutes each.
Those are good.
Yeah. Just watched one last night with Doc Ock in it.
Was it good?
I'm watching them in order. There's like five seasons and there's like 10 episodes a piece.
I'm going to watch it too. That's
it's
easy.
It's a nice background show. You know what you should do actually? Finish the other shows you're watching.
What shows?
Like you.
I can't do anything about that.
Why?
Because my roommates are watching it with me.
Oh.
Dexter. I forgot about Dexter. Oh my God.
I'm behind. I haven't seen the last two episodes because Catherine won't sit down. This week we're
just
having.
Watch it yourself.
She said no. She's going to hate me.
Who cares?
You're right.
Because I'm going to watch it by myself too because I don't. My roommates want to watch it with me, but no.
This week she's off work because Thanksgiving. We're going to catch up on all of the TV we're behind on. We're behind on Succession. We're behind on so much shit.
Don't watch it without her. That'd be a bitch move.
Yeah. She was mad enough that we watched the one. Not mad, but just upset. But either way.
Hold on. Time out. D'Amelio show.
Is that how you say the last name? D'Amelio? Yes.
What the fuck is wrong with our world? Do we really want to watch two TikTok bitches stand around and dance in their ass? I just can't stand it.
So this is the end of Far From Home, probably. I think this movie picks up literally right after Far From Home.
Right when that, you know, when he's like,
yep.
Like kind of Deadpool-like.
Yep. So they're hunting him. They're swinging. They're running. So right off the bat, Peter goes to.
Swinging, they're running.
Peter goes to Doctor Strange.
You see this? There's purple shit in the background.
Is there?
It looks like.
Yep.
It looks like the freaking.
Looks Loki like What
shit.
If.
Yeah.
And Loki.
Yeah. The last episode of Loki when all the portals opened up. I honestly think that what's her name's behind all of this?
Sylvie?
No. Wanda, yeah.
You think Wanda's responsible for the events of No Way Home?
I think she's responsible for the next phase. I think that she's a villain.
I think she is too.
Mm-hmm.
I even powerful. Think that they've confirmed that she's going to be an antagonist in Doctor Strange 2.
Oh, yeah, because she's going to want to try to find her family and Doctor Strange will be like, not possible.
So, right off the bat, this is the multiverse thing that we've seen a dozen times of Doctor Strange going, and then the multiverse blows up.
Stop talking.
However, I think that this happens at the exact same time that Wanda freaks out and at the same time that Sylvie kills Kang.
You might be right. Holy
so that
shit.
All of those things happen at oh the exact God, same time. Right. I think that's
you're
what does it.
You're definitely right. You're that.
And then Doctor Strange says, we've been getting some visitors, and that's when we get the pumpkin bomb. The bridge explosion, and then we get a peek at Green Goblin coming through the smoke.
He looks so good.
And you can't really see him here, but we'll get to him later. Next up, we see quick shots of lightning. Doctor Strange says to Peter that you're trying to live two different lives. We're getting visitors.
Hold on. You see that suit? It's like duct taped. It's like wires are exposed. You see it?
So
that's inside out suit.
Yes, it's an inside out suit. Yes. Yeah. I heard the thing about how somebody runs up to him. I heard somebody runs up to him and like
zaps him.
Throws like paint on him or something. And he has to turn the suit inside out. And that's why that is.
That is probably going to be the explanation. And you know what? Also, maybe because Electro, like you get electrocuted with all those wires, you're freaking done for.
Yeah. But would you think if he turned the suit inside out and the wires are on the outside, that'd be more dangerous?
I don't know. They'll probably just explain, hey, you know, it's putting it out there, not back into you.
However, the real important part of this suit is a shot we'll get to in a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But
what do you think he's doing in that scene, right? He's fighting Electro.
He's fighting Electro, I think. And Sandman. Based on the teaser trailer, you see the lightning hit the sand.
Good point.
Which I have some theories, too, about some of these villains that we're getting.
So do I.
Okay, we'll get to them. We see more explosions and we see the tentacles come through. We say hello, Peter. But we also get the greatest, or not the greatest, but we see some awesome footage of Doc Ock fighting and throwing pipes and shit at Peter. And Doc Ock corners Spider-Man and says, you're not Peter Parker. So that confirms the fact that this isn't a variant. A lot of people have been saying that these villains are variants and they're just using the same actors to for the fans. These are the same villains from the Sam Raimi and Mark Webb movies.
And did you notice? You see that?
He
sucked up his nano
armor. They got that nano shit.
Yeah.
He's got that Stark tech on his arms. Is that going to give him any leg up?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
How?
Because it's I don't know, Tony Stark, whatever, you know?
So, first of all, Alfred Molina looks amazing.
Yeah, he does. He looks same age.
Same age. He looks amazing. God, I love Doc Ock.
I do too.
I watched, like, I couldn't sleep last night, so I was watching, like, Spider-Man 2 and Spider-Man 3 clips on YouTube, like the Harry fight.
Yeah.
When Peter shows up to his house, not the goblin fight, but the Peter versus Harry fight in Spider-Man 3. Bro. I protected you in high school. Now I'm going to kick your little ass.
Oh, yeah. He's such a good Spider-Man. Oh,
Goblin Jr. You going to cry?
You going to cry?
He says, you're not Peter Parker, which confirms that he thinks...
He knows there's a different Peter. He knows his Peter Parker.
So when he's fighting him up on the bridge, when he says, hello, Peter, there's no way that he puts on a suit.
No, it's already on.
It's already on.
Yeah.
So he thinks he's fighting his Peter Parker.
You know what? He's probably like, damn, Peter, nice suit.
And we'll get to the TV spots that were just released.
Yes.
Did you see the one where he says,
I'm so confused.
He like grabs him and he's tangled up and he's like squeezing his head. He's like, your new suits aren't going to save you. Or he's like, your fancy new suit isn't going to protect you here.
I didn't see that.
Oh, I'm going to show you some. There's some good shit. Did you see the clip of J. Jonah Jameson?
Yes.
Is that a dinosaur?
Is that a dinosaur?
Looking at lizard.
He plays J. Jonah so perfectly.
He is?
He is J. Jonah.
Yeah, he
that
is.
That actor is, yes.
So we get more shots. And then we get a shot of Peter.
We get Gen Z laughing at Doc Ock.
Yeah, we get Gen Z kids laughing at Dr. Octavius's name. Now, I've seen so many breakdowns of this scene in general.
I know.
You have anything here?
I just don't know. They're in the prison. They're in that box prison. I think he's trapped right there and then. And I think this is before the fight. No, that's not true.
I think this is after the fight. And I think...
So Spider-Man's going to win this fight.
I think they're not talking to Doc Ock here.
What do you mean?
They're fooling us with this trailer. They're not talking to Doc Ock right now.
Who are they laughing at?
They're talking to Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire because they say, what's your name? And they're going to say, Peter Parker.
And then they laugh
and say, no, what's your real name? I don't know if I guarantee it, but I think that's a strong possibility.
It'd be so much better.
This is how you know. So you see how all three of them are standing real close together.
Yeah.
Look at this. When Doc Ock looks from one end to the other, he turns his whole head as in there's more people in the room than just those three. So check it out. Dr. Otto Octavius, and then they start laughing. And then he looks all the way over. There's no way.
Because they're right over here.
Because Spider-Man and Toby, maybe not Toby, maybe just one Spider-Man comes through at the beginning. Maybe the second, or maybe Toby comes through at the end.
I feel like Toby's a bitch and didn't want to film it anyway, so then he probably is only going to be at minimal.
So we get a cool shot about how, I guess, after Captain America passed away, New York memorialized him by giving the Statue of Liberty
a shield.
The shield?
It's awesome.
That is so awesome.
It's fucking awesome.
That's fucking awesome.
Where's Iron Man shit? Iron Man snapped his fingers.
True.
And killed himself.
This is the shot.
He grew old and died.
He returned the Infinity Stones.
And grew old and died with a woman.
You're right.
In this alternate universe, what the fuck was happening while he was just sitting around having sex with Peggy Carter?
It's true. You think they had kids?
No.
You sure?
Oh, wait a minute. We got Cap Jr. coming around, Steve Rogers Jr.
I don't know.
Good point. Good theory, but that's not a theory for today.
No.
Bam.
Bam.
That looks like
Spider-Man is using some Doctor Strange shit.
Yes, he is. I think it's maybe just Doctor Strange in that suit.
And here's my theory here. That's Electro back there, right?
Why is he not looking at him?
Because I think he's got him. See those two towers?
Oh, he's got him right
there. I think he's got him strung up. and he's about to use this portal shit to capture Electro and put him in that prison that all the villains get held in.
I think you're right there. That box prison or whatever the shit.
Yes. That's such a dope shot of him. See, why isn't Electro doing anything?
Dude, maybe. Toby and Andrew are stringing him up.
Possibly. But I don't think Toby and Andrew are going to be huge main characters in the movie.
I think they're actually going to be way bigger than we think.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
I think they're going to show up and save the day in the end, possibly.
They might go back or something. I don't know. There might be something in the middle act that I can't stop looking at the stupid D'Amelio show. I'm pissed.
That stupid ad.
Stupid.
Oh, no,
shit.
You can't. And then you get the fun exchange between Ned, Scooby-Doo this crap, which I don't get. What does that mean, Scooby-Doo this crap?
Reverse it. Pull the mask off of what? What are we pulling the mask off? Him, because he's a traitor or some shit? I don't know. He's under an influence. That's not him.
Okay, more fun shots. We see this environment a lot in this trailer.
We do.
I think this is where Happy's car is pulled up somewhere.
And he's dead.
I think Happy dies in this movie, 100%.
Well, we'll see a goblin bomb get thrown and Peter lunging after it, and I think that's a...
I think J. Jonah Jameson's here. We get a Daily Bugle truck over here.
Dumbass J. Jonah, what the hell?
If you're not watching this on YouTube, then you're probably tuned away. Because this is 100... Or unless you're maybe watching the trailer with us.
Well, no, because you can also... If you've seen the trailer, you can imagine...
Yeah, what we're talking about. This is a shot of... It looks like Sandstorm and Electro in the same environment here.
Yeah, I think...
Or maybe it's just all Electro.
It could just be all Electro. I don't know, because that's a lot of dirt.
See, there is the Daily Bugle truck with J. Jonah Jameson, which looks oddly like his outfit from Spider-Man 3 in the end kinda. When he's like, I need a camera. Hey, kid, how much for the camera?
Films extra.
I love Spider-Man.
$30. Oh, wait, well, how much?
$100. And then, oh, little twerp.
Give me it.
What the?
Films extra. Well played. What does he say?
He doesn't say anything. He just like, like, hates her. This is a fun quick
that's
shot.
Sandy Man.
Sandman traveling and Electro traveling through from
Bro,
traffic light
fast.
To traffic light.
So much different. So much better.
Dude,
you think
I rewatched.
He's a variant?
No, I think they're all the same. Although the Electro one's the one that's questionable.
I know, because he's a whole different color.
Do you think that we see Sandman in human form in the movie?
Nah.
You don't think so? You don't think we see Thomas Hayden Church?
I don't think so. They'd have to pay him more.
It's true.
Oh, then we probably will. We'll probably see. I don't think we'll see Lizard in human form.
No, I don't think so either.
And hold on, back to that shot.
That's a good shot.
That is all three of them.
What?
I bet all three of them are in that shot, swinging.
In this shot? Not yeah,
that one.
Huh, okay. This is an interesting one, too. And kind of a little bit of insight on why Peter feels like he has to save these villains. Because Norman Osborn also gets in his head later in the trailer. But Doc Ock says here, you're chasing ghosts out there. And then Strange says, they all die fighting Spider-Man. The Lizard, Electro.
All of them.
Sandman doesn't die,
though. He just disappears.
They kind of come to a good ending. Same with Doc Ock. Doc Ock doesn't die fighting Spider-Man.
He gets sent into a portal.
He doesn't die, though. Like, he sacrifices himself. He says, I will not die a monster. And then he breaks the thing down himself.
Good.
So I have a theory that both Sandman and Doc Ock will end up helping Spider-Man.
You think so?
I don't know about helping, but like maybe they'll retreat or back off. Because there's another shot later on that we'll get to where you can see Electro attacking Doc Ock. Maybe they're making us think that Electro's attacking Doc Ock. You'll see. We'll see. We'll get there. So then we get more footage of Spider-Man fighting Doc Ock on the bridge. And did you see the TV spot where he gets his Iron Spider technicals? And then Doc Ock looks at his arms and says, looks like we got some competition.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just fucking awesome, bro. They're writing these characters so well. Okay.
This is where
Happy dies.
Mm-hmm.
Someone throws a pumpkin bomb at Happy.
First of all, how's Peter going to survive this? Because his freaking helmet's off.
I don't know. But I think that's where Happy bites the dust. right here. That's the aftermath. That's Happy's car, or that's Happy's car right there. But either way, pumpkin bomb blows up.
Lizard comes out of there.
Right here?
Because that's why J. Jonah goes, is that a dinosaur? Comes out of that.
You think so?
Right there. Well, look at that. There's a hole in it. Who the hell else is going to rip a hole into the
truck? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's a good thought. Dr. Strayus says, I'm sorry. We're going to have to send them back to the universes where they're inevitably going to die.
Peter says,
like, no, not going to let that happen. Because he feels this guilt of, wow, these other villains died fighting Spider-Man. I want to save them from that happening. You know?
Yeah.
And because that's just this Spider-Man's, like, thoughts. Like, we've never had a Spider-Man that, like, doesn't kill. Not that the other two Spider-Men, like,
they don't kill. Mean they to kill. Care.
They just don't care as much as this Tom does. Mm-hmm. Or this Peter does. So then you get cool quick shots of Doctor Strange.
He made the web connect to his own foot. Good job, Doctor Strange, you twerk.
And he just fights Peter for a little bit. You see more shots of that train sequence where they're fighting in the Grand Canyon.
They're not in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I know. That's another misdirect. They're in New York.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that TV spot too.
And see up there is, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty. You see this shot. This is where Doc Ock says, your new suit's not going to help you now, or whatever.
He sucks up all the nanotech.
You see the quick shot of him sucking up the nanotech, which is just sick.
It's terrifying.
You see Spider-Man swinging through the scaffolding. Have you seen the breakdown of this shot right here?
Mm-mm.
If you pause it, like really quick second, I can't do it because it's not fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not Tom Holland.
You don't think so?
This is Tobey Maguire.
You think so?
Yeah.
100%. Why?
Because I'll have to find the TikTok to show you, but somebody broke it down. They put it into like a video editing software. This is the shot
of
Electro
right. Yeah.
Fighting Doc Ock, possibly.
Possibly.
But let me see here.
We'll get Peter and Andrew.
Ooh, didn't even hit that on yet. That's an arc reactor.
Yeah, I know. Holy fuck. Stark Tech, bro. Just let Stark go pass in peace without using all of his bullshit. God, that's terrifying.
That's not Tom Holland.
You don't think so?
That's Tobey Maguire.
Why? What does he do? Does he move differently?
Yeah, like for a quick second, like if you pause it, like back when he was like hanging on this pipe,
yeah,
you can see his goggles not be the Tom ones, but they're the Tobey ones with the pointy tip. I'll have to find the TikTok after we're done here.
You have to.
You see that quick shot of Electro with the comic book accurate, like the fact that they're making that star mask that he wears with the electricity is fucking awesome. And also he's wearing Timberlands.
That's
Come on now, Sony. Come on now.
Hey, that's what he wears.
And he says, you're not going to take this away from me. What's he talking about? His life?
His life, yeah.
Because he's in this universe. He's like, I'm not dead.
True, and maybe he thinks he's more powerful. Oh, they could be talking about the arc reactor, too. That's on his chest.
True. You see that shot. That could just be Sony fooling us, but clearly electricity hits Doc Ock here.
Mm.
I don't know.
What kind of electricity? We don't know.
We don't know. You see more shots of Peter carrying around the cube, but I think...
Doing flippy flips.
They're doing the universe bending thing. Boom.
Oh,
Green Goblin.
Green Goblin looks amazing. Everything you want. What'd you say?
Peter, you're struggling to have everything you want.
He sounds so good.
He does.
Sounds just the same.
And there's a quick shot. There's a lot of people debating about this one. Let's see if I can use arrow keys to fast forward a little bit. Oh, it's too much.
Slightly.
It's too much.
All right, now this is the big shot that we're about to talk about. The one where it's
not
pretty.
Yet. Oh. Not yet. Almost. Real quick.
I'm sorry.
This right here.
That doesn't look like him.
That's Norman Osborn.
It is?
Yeah, that's Norman Osborn.
Just got a hood on. He looks dope.
Because, Google this real quick.
Do they enhance his face and see it's him?
No. He gets a new suit. This was leaked on set like a few weeks ago where he wears goggles. This isn't him. This is like stuntman.
Yeah.
I think, but that's the new suit where there's a little bit of purple in there from like the comic book accurate. purpleness.
They all probably go to Stark Tower and fucking take all this shit.
Here's what I think. Somebody brought a really good point up about what if the longer they stay in the MCU universe, the more MCU they like become. Like, what if, like, over time, like that nanotech, what if he doesn't get that from Peter's suit? What if he just gets that? Because in the MCU, Stark would have probably invented those arms. So he got the nanotech arms automatically. That's why when he, when it was he was like looking at the arms, like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh.
So what if eventually the mask comes off and he's got goggles and this tote bag? What if Electro comes into the MCU blue?
He might.
And over time he becomes yellow.
He might. You might be right.
I doubt that.
What if Sandman comes in mud? I'm just fucking around.
But you see more shots of Peter and MJ. This is where Happy dies, I think.
Somebody said this the second this trailer came out. I remember watching. They go, Happy's going to die.
Oh, yeah.
Just by the look on 100%. His face.
It's either Aunt May or Happy, and I think it's Happy. I've heard a lot of rumors, even before the first trailer came out, that Happy was going
to
go.
He's got to. He's got other shit to do. Jon Favreau does.
Does he?
Yes.
Yeah, he's directing the second Lion King movie.
And Mandalorian. And
Yeah.
What else?
So this whole exchange here at the end is the money shot of the trailer here where you get...
Oh, and it's when he lands like that, all three of them land too.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I'm going to shit when we see this in theaters. I'm going to cry.
Hey, on Monday, speaking of which, Monday, a week from today, is the day the tickets go on sale. I'm buying them automatically.
I'll buy them, yeah, and then I'll pay for... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
We have to.
We're going otherwise, Thursday.
Thursday night, the 16th.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to. It's not Cyber Monday. They're calling it Spider Monday. That could end if you want. You're scaring people away. this is the money shot here. You get Lizard, which is awesome. He looks awesome. Electro in his yellow form and Big Sandman.
Big Sandy. God,
Peter lands. I'm thinking that the other Peters are behind him.
God, it's such a quick cut.
Man. Yeah, it is quick.
There they are. And there's some evidence that moves, too. You can see it.
And I can't save them all.
Just happy. And
this is it.
All three of them.
Why is Electro way up there and why is Lizard way down there?
Because they are looking at somebody else.
Yep, there are other Spider-Man. Have you seen the Lizard thing?
Yeah, I saw him get hit. He got punched.
In the it's the Brazilian trailer of Spider-Man, there's a shot of Lizard's face just like going to the side.
He's getting punched.
He gets kicked by somebody.
In the face by nothing.
They fucked up.
They fucked up bad.
Damn.
Why didn't they just fucking put it in there?
Throw him in the trailer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or just like at the end.
I bet someone got fired.
Oh, guaranteed.
Yeah, that's tough.
I bet a team of people got fired.
Maybe.
You're done.
So then, awesome, you see him jump around, you slide through, the shield falls.
Damn it.
MJ falls.
And this is where Garfield redeems himself.
And saves MJ because he failed to save Gwen.
It looks the exact same.
Yep. It's the same shot. MJ falling, Peter jumping through the scaffolding, reaching down to grab her. Swoop, Andrew jumps in.
Because... that shot right there where he almost touches her, almost grabs her.
Yep.
It's really close to the ground. Like it's over.
Yep.
But then, Jack-a-poo! Andrew.
They're coming. They're coming through.
And I can't stop them.
I don't think he's talking about people here.
Who?
Doctor Strange. When he says they're coming, I can't stop them.
Who are they talking about?
Think about that. Doctor Strange.
About a bunch of Kang variants.
No. Not even that. Think about this for a second. Doctor Strange is one of the most powerful people in the MCU. He can do anything.
But he can't stop people.
But he can't stop whatever's about to happen. I think when Peter fucked up the multiverse by talking during the spell, that the universes are merging into one.
So you think... that's how they do it. That's
so
how
that's
it.
How in Morbius, we see the Daily Bugle logo from Sam Raimi's. We see the Spider-Man suit from Sam Raimi. We see Michael Keaton from the MCU. We see the Oscorp logo from Andrew Spider-Man. They merge the universes. I think that's how we get the X-Men. I think that's how we get the Fantastic Four.
It's the only way.
That's it.
It's the only way they can do it.
When he says all of these giant ass cracks, that wouldn't be people coming through there.
True. Why would
those are
send in everybody?
Elements from each of those universes are about to get planted, and that's how Sony is going to continue their cinematic universe by having all of this shit weave in and out of each other's universe, bro. That's it.
Holy shit.
That's it.
That's brilliant. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yep.
Spoilers, because this is real. This is what's going to happen.
There's nothing that else that could happen but this.
This is a huge movie.
Unless he is talking about people and the X-Men, Deadpool, Fantastic Four. Everyone appears here, but I doubt it.
Do we think we don't see Deadpool in this movie?
I think there's a possibility in Doctor Strange, but not in this movie.
I'm crying.
Yeah, I know.
I'm crying on the inside.
They're coming through and I can't stop them.
He sounds horrified.
He does sound terrified.
Yeah, because he doesn't know what the fuck's going to happen. He's fucked.
Exclusively on movie theaters on sale, Spider Monday, which is just awesome marketing too. We're going to have to be quick. Ticket sales are going to crash.
Go for it immediately.
Yep. I bet they're going to do what they did for Endgame and have like a waiting line or something. I want to see, if we can, I want to see it in IMAX.
I'll see it in IMAX.
Okay.
Pay for it. I'll take it.
Catherine said one of my Christmas presents is that she's going to watch all the Spider-Man movies for me. And she's going to go see No Way Home with us.
Fuck yeah.
But she's not going to freak out like we did because we just grew up with those guys. Yeah, we grew up with Andrew and Toby.
She might get bored throughout this whole movie.
She might.
Yeah.
She needs to catch up. We need to. She hasn't seen Doctor Strange yet. And I haven't seen it since I saw it in the theater.
It's so good.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it.
Okay, I need to go back and watch it.
I used to watch it tripping. I'm just
kidding. This trailer has been viewed 8 million times just on IGN's trailer.
That's not even the one that came.
No, it's not even the official Sony trailer. But real quick. Or I guess we can talk about those TV spots after we're done here. Yeah. Because there's a ton of them, and I don't want to add on another 30 minutes to this.
We could go for another 2 hours on this shit.
We really could. So that's the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer 2 breakdown. No shot of Venom, no shot of Rhino, no shot of Vulture. I don't think we'll see any of those guys.
Mm-mm. I think what they got in the movie is what they got in the movie.
Yep. That's fine by me.
Or they're probably going to surprise us with some shit. You know, Marvel.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be some.
Where does he fit? We've all forgotten about Daredevil.
Oh, yeah. He's not in this trailer at all.
No, he won't be either. He'll be a surprise.
He'll be a surprise. I heard he's in like one scene. And he won't even see him in costume. It's just going to be Matt Murdock that we see.
That's all I need.
That's all I need.
Yep.
That's all I need to know.
Fine by me. I don't need
Matt Murdock is there.
Daredevil can't fucking fight these guys. He's just a guy beating the shit out of people. Dude.
He's also blind.
Yeah, but not really.
Yeah, you're right.
But, oh, shit.
Yeah,
shout out to Wilson Fisk in next week. I bet we see Wilson Fisk.
I don't know if we see him next week.
Yeah, I mean it.
In Hawkeye?
Yep, because Bullseye. Think about it.
I mean this week. Hawkeye comes out in two days.
I know, that's what 2 days?
Wednesday night.
What the fuck?
Or Wednesday.
Well, son of a bitch ass.
You bet your ass I'm watching both two episodes.
Let's watch them together.
Okay.
What's Wednesday? I close Wednesday.
Okay.
Son of an ass. I'll just come over before.
What time do you go in? Like 3 or something? 4?
3.
Come in the morning.
Come in the morning.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning. Top of the morning.
Top of the morning. Top of the morning. Top of the morning. Top of the morning. Okay, we're done. Guys, that is episode 251 of the Binge Boys podcast. Binge Boys 4.0 is here.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man No Way Home. Ghostbusters Afterlife. Binge Boys 4.0. Bingo, bango, bongo.
Bingo, bongo, bingo.
If you like what you heard, tell a friend, please.
And if you heard what you like, also tell a friend.
Also tell a friend, but leave that rating and review. Tell a friend. Follow us on the socials.
Insta. Facebook. Wait, are we on Facebook?
We are. Yeah.
Facebook page. Insta. Twitter.
That's Twitter, it.
TikTok. Big Bok.
All right. We love you, everybody. 3,000. We'll see you guys next time.
Saying that. That's sad. It's too soon.
Goodbye.
3,000.
Yeah. Say, hey, what are you looking for?
Ciao.